The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, but I have faced remodeling. It's really easy to get overwhelmed with the options. I like the things where, okay, it's one thing, I fix this, I know exactly what I'm doing, no choices to make. I mean, you can get lost just on Pinterest. How can you distill all the choices into the essence of what makes a great bathroom remodel?
Well, we actually recently compiled a list of the best bathroom features that you'll never regret. You know, the stuff that gives you comfort, mm-hmm. convenience, enjoyment, and, of course, marketability.
Okay, before we go there, let's get to the how much question. How much does a bathroom remodel typically cost?
Well, nationally, the average is about $16,000, and that's our source for that is an annual report from Remodeling Magazine called Cost Versus Value.
Okay, so for $16,000, it's important that you really like what you do.
Yes. So in fact, I will start the list with a recommendation of something that I think folks will really enjoy, heated ceramic tile flooring. Mm. First of all, ceramic is just a great choice. It's durable, it's waterproof, it's classic. You can run the pricing gamut from $1 per square foot to 20 or more, and the style choices are endless, so there's something for everyone.
Okay, but you mentioned heated. Tell me about that.
Yes. So what's more distressing than bare feet on a cold floor in the morning?
Not much.
No. So you can add these thin electric radiant mats under the tile without raising the floor level, so it's really ideal for retrofit installations. And a typical system only uses about the same amount of electricity as say 300-watt incandescent light bulbs. And the mats themselves are pretty reasonable, about $5 to $15 per square foot to install. And just one other thing on flooring, if I could mention it. We recommend something called epoxy grout rather than traditional grout. It's much better than traditional grout at resisting staining and discoloration. So it's a really good idea. The only thing is it's a little bit more difficult to work with, so you really need a contractor with know-how.
Okay. Let's get into the tub versus shower debate, okay?
Oh, whether you should get rid of your tub and only have a shower?
Right.
Yeah. I'm considering doing that myself simply because it's my preference, but the rule of thumb, at least for marketability, is to keep one bath in the house that has a tub. Would you go tubless?
You know, we've got a Whirlpool tub, which when I've been working out and stuff is great, and I really love it. But, you know, like 98% of the time, I'm not using it. But some people love to luxuriate in it, and there are some older people who say, you know, a tub is it for them. So I don't know.
Yeah, or at least you think you're going to luxuriate in it. But in terms of showers anyway, our recommendation is to go curbless, and that's a selling point considering the aging population, but it's also convenient and easy for anyone, really. And they're really easy to clean because they work seamlessly with your ceramic floors, so you have one continuous surface.
Okay, now what about the installation?
That, again, like the epoxy grout, requires a contractor who's done it before, has a little know-how. The shower floor has to slope to the drain hole, which means the new drain is located below the surface of the existing floor.
Okay, and that means removing the old flooring and the subflooring then.
Sure. So it's definitely something you want to make sure you're on the same page with your contractor about because it has to pass inspection or code.
Okay, one more before we go.
Well, you might not believe what's number one on homebuyers' list of most requested bathroom features.
I would imagine it's a sink. No, I have no idea. I don't know. Double sink. I know a lot of couples, especially because women have so much more stuff, you know, that has to go makeup and things. They like counter space.
Actually, it was something very uber practical. It was an exhaust fan. And that's according to the report from the National Association of Home Builders. And obviously that's a good thing because a fan or an operable bathroom window is required by code, so you have to have it. And we, in fact, recommend a humidity-sensing fan. Those turn on when the moisture levels are high and turn off when things go back to normal. So obviously really good for keeping mold at bay and also ensures you're not sucking out the air-conditioned or heated indoor air unnecessarily. And, of course, you might forget to turn it off, and, of course, then it's running all day.
Yeah, so it's going to prevent the fan from just running and running and running. Another tip, make sure your contractor vents that fan to the outside, not the attic, though that may seem easier because you could develop mold problems up there. So you just don't want that to happen.
Yes, very good point. And we'll have more of our essential bathroom features list at houselogic.com/radio.
Okay, the exhaust fan. Honey, I see a great house. It's got no counter space for your makeup, but boy, what about that exhaust fan, huh?
All right. Exactly.
I'll try it. Thanks, Christina. And follow House Logic on Facebook, facebook.com/House Logic. Christina, good talking to you. We'll talk again next week, okay?
You too. Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.